சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம் வித்யாரண்ய முனி, the author of Drik Drishya Viveka, dealing with the topic of Drik and Drishyam. This Drik Drishya Viveka text is the terse portion of Vedas. Drik means Satyam, Sakshi, the seer. Drishyam means the objective world, the seen. Seer and seen, Viveka means discrimination, knowledge. Knowledge between Drik and Drishya. What is Drik? What is Drishyam? And what is the reality of the Drik, the seer? What is the reality of Drishyam, the seen object? And its relation also. What is the relation between the seen and the seer? Drik seer is called the subject. Drik seer is called subject. Drishyam is called object. Drishyam, whatever is seen by me is called Drishyam. The seer is called Drik. I am the seer, seeing the external world. Yathu yathu drishyam, tathu tathu mithya. Whatever is seen by me or experienced by me is unreal. This is the law. Whatever is seen by me is nothing but object. Object has no value of its own without the subject. Object has no value of its own without the subject. Since that subject is I am, the seer, subject, experiencer is Satyam, the seen is Mithya. Subject is the name given to me from the standpoint of the object. If object is not there, my subject name is also not there. Just as long as my son is there in front of me, I hold the motherhood status. Otherwise, I am a human being. The status of subject only from the standpoint of the object. And the object comes under lower order of reality. Lower order of reality. That is called mithya, that is called unreal. Experientially real, but on inquiry, it loses its satta. Substantiality is not there to the object. So, drishyam, prapancha, and drik, the seer. The whole world, entire world, whatever I am seeing, experientially real. Actually, it is unreal. This is the contention of Vedas. Whether you accept it or not, this is the truth. You have to analyze how Veda says like this. There is something to analyze. Vidyaranya elaborately done up to 31 slokas we saw in the last camp. Sringeri Sadhana camp, we have completed 31 slokas of this text. I am giving the gist of that previous portion. From 32 onwards, we have to deal up to 46. We have to complete the text. Sringeri, Rishyasringa, the greatest yogi, Rishi in Sringeri. There we have started in Rishyasringa Parvatam. In Rishikesh, we are completing. What is the essence I am giving? The first shloka itself he said, Rupam drishyam lochanam drik tadrishyam drikta manasam drishyadhi vrittaya sakshi drigevanat drishyate. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. Rupam, whatever form you see is Rupam, it is come under Drishyam. Lochanam is Drik, eyes are the seer of the objects. I am seeing this mic, I am seeing the clip. Rupam Drishyam, this is Drishyam. Who is seeing? Eyes are seeing. Therefore, eyes are called Drik, temporarily. Drik. Clip is seen by me. Eyes are seeing, therefore eyes are come under that seer status. Drik. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. Tat drishyam, even eyes are also an object only. Tat, that eyes, which has enjoyed the status of drik temporarily, from the standpoint of mind, eyes are drishyam. Tadrishyam drikta manasam. Manasam means mind is the drik. Eyes are drishyam. Mind is knowing that I am seeing through the eyes. I know my eyes. My eyes are functioning. Who is knowing? Mind is knowing. Therefore, mind is seer, drik. Eyes come under seen. Then drik status has gone to the eyes. Tadrishyam drikta manasam. Then the second line, he said, vritya drishyadhi vrittaya sakshi. Vrittayaha. Drishyaha. Drishyaha means that dhivritti in the mind, antakaranam, whatever vrittis are arising in the mind, mind, buddhi, antakaranam, all put together, one entity. Dhivritti, sakshi is drik, these thoughts are drishyam. So the mind has, from the drik status, it has come to drishyam status. Daily we are experiencing. Vidyaranya is analyzing that. This is a fact you also can understand easily. How I know my thoughts. Thoughts are experienced by me. Whatever is experienced by the experiencer is an object. All experienced thoughts also come under object. So, the experiencer, Sakshi, or the witnesser is Satyam. Experiencer, I. I have experienced all my thoughts. morning leg pain, that vritti has come. Head pain, vritti has come. Hunger, vritti has come. Who knows this? Who is the witnesser? I am the witness. Dull mind, joyful mind, so-so mind, okay mind, not okay mind, all these minds are known by whom? Me alone. Therefore, I am the witnesser, Sakshi, Aham, Sakshi, Vrittayaha, Sakshi. Now, the ultimate Drik is Sakshi. Mind is also Drishyam. Mind is also Drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi. Mind is Drik from the standpoint of eyes. Eyes are Drik from the standpoint of external objects. 1 year back lesson, I have to draw where it is inside you. I do not know. I have to drill it now. Those students who have not done this text, please go through the text when you are free here. That's why I asked the students to listen those cassettes, previous Sringeri camp cassettes. If you hear those cassettes, it's simple to follow. Anyhow, I will give a brief gist like this. Now it is easy for you. You are all advanced student, you can grasp. I am so confident. So, mind and eyes are playing two roles. Drishyam role, Drik role. That means external objects are ever the Drishyam. Ever the Drishyam. Sakshi Aham, the consciousness is ever the Drik. In between mind and eyes, both are playing two roles. What roles? Drik and Drishyam. Temporary roles. Worldly objects all are ever the Drishyam. I, the Sakshi, is absolute Drik, never the Drishyam. But whereas in between mind and eyes, sometimes from one standpoint they are the Drik, from one standpoint they are Drishyam. Simple. If not simple, go and contemplate in front of Ganga River. It will come. After explaining this elaborately, Vidyaranya Muni, meditate upon this teaching. Samadhi Abhyasa. From 21 to 22 to 31, he has given 6 types of absorptions. Now, you need not look into the text. First, only just a sample taste I have shown that shloka. Beautiful shloka, that is. And what are the 6 types of samadhis? Another portion of this text I'll give, just then we'll enter into the new sloka. In this Drik Drishya Viveka, once you understand, I experience the world, world is Drishyam, whatever is Drishyam is unreal, so you falsify the reality of the world. It is a Nama Rupa Vikaram. So, world is Nama Rupa Vikaram, fine. But what about this body mind? I am experiencing my body. Are you experiencing or not? You are experiencing your body, you are experiencing your hunger, you are experiencing your. Why you? We. Okay, I am also experiencing. No? We are experiencing thirst, everything. So, the experiencer is real. Experienced. Shariram, sthula shariram, experienced sukshma shariram, mithya, drishyam, yat yat drishyam tat mithya. That means what? Shariram and sukshma shariram, sthula shariram also mithya. What is the exact definition of mithya? Mithya is that real. At the experience time, it appears as though real at the time of experience. On inquiry, it is false. That's all. Sunrise, experientially real. But really there is no sunrise. there is no sunrise after knowing that also you are experiencing or not. Sunrise you are experiencing. That's why all your experiences need not be real. Underline pannukonga, red ink vechittu. Swamini, how can this world be unreal just like that you are teaching in? That underline. Sunrise is unreal. Earth is flat, is unreal, but experientially, flat, oh flat. That's why we are constructing flats. Earth is flat, therefore we are constructing flat. But what is reality? Round. Your experience is where it has gone now. Our experiences need not be real. Earth is violently moving, but fact is what? Violently moving factor. Stationary is not fact. Violently moving is fact. Innu half sleep lo irukkoma ennu doubt. You are all alert. Okay. Earth is stationary, experience is false. Earth is violently moving. Now, are we moving? Onnume theriyaliye. Pradakshanam da pannanum nam. Earth is violently moving, but I feel what? Stationary earth. Similarly, these simple experiences are false. Why can't your experience of this world, your body, mind, also the same, no difference? You are experiencing the body, you are experiencing the mind. I am experiencing the body, mind, therefore it is real. You cannot say. Because all your experiences need not be real, need not be true, need not be fact. Therefore, what Shastra says, Vidyaranya Swami says, meditate upon that Swarupam, Atma Swarupam, which is real. Which is real. I am real. What I experience is unreal. Aham Nitya Upalabdhi Atma Satyam Drik Shariram Manaha Jagat Sarva Mithya Drishyatvat Ghatavad. Ghatam, part, is Drishyam. Drishyatvat Mithya. Ghata is not there, part is not there. What is there? Only clay is there. Similarly, understand, meditate like this. What you meditate, now you see the six meditations. I will just briefly enumerate them. First one is very highly technical, this text, but worth to study. Very, very deep slokas. Antara Drishya Anuviddha Samadhi. First I will give the names, then I will explain. Antara Drishyanuviddha. You don't search in the textbook. Afterwards you can search. Okay. Now just note down. In the 24th shloka, shloka number you can note. After going to room you can go through that. 24th shloka he gives Antara Drishyanuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. Number 2, in 25th shloka, Antara Shabdanuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. Number 2, Antara Shabdanuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. Number 3, shloka number 26 la, number 3, Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Number 4, శ్లోక నెంబర్ 27లో బాహ్య ఆంతర ఓవర్ 3 ఆంతర, ఆంతర మీన్స్ ఇంటర్నల్. ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద 27th శ్లోక బాహ్య ఎక్స్టర్నల్ బాహ్య శబ్ద అనువిద్ధ సమాధి నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి. ఓకే, సవికల్ప యూ కెన్ పుట్ ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ లేటర్. బాహ్య దృశ్య అనువిద్ధ సవికల్ప సమాధి. నెంబర్ 5 బాహ్య శబ్ద అనువిద్ధ సవికల్ప సమాధి. బాహ్య సవికల్ప ఓన్లీ, నాట్ బోత్ ఆర్ బాహ్య ఆంతర ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్. బాహ్య శబ్ద అనువిద్ధ సవికల్ప సమాధి. లాస్ట్ అండ్ ఫైనల్ వన్ ఈజ్ బాహ్య నిర్వికల్పక సమాధి. బాహ్య నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి. ఐ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ యూ వన్ బై వన్, యూ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్. సమాధి ఈజ్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు 2. ఇంటర్నల్ సమాధి మీన్స్ అబ్జార్ప్షన్. అబ్జార్ప్షన్ మీన్స్ టోటల్లీ యూ మెర్జ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ డిస్ట్రాక్షన్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సమాధి. వెన్ యూఆర్ టేకింగ్ పాయసం, ఆల్వేస్ యూ హ్యావ్ గాన్ టు సమాధి. దట్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ వీ అబ్జార్బ్, వీ ఫర్గెట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. In local worldly matters you are getting samadhi, why can't you get samadhi in atma swarupam? This is samadhi divided into antara and bahya, internal absorption and external absorption. Bahya means external, antara means internal. It is nididhyasana, contemplation meditation. This is called contemplation or vedantic meditation. వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్ నెంబర్ వాట్ 5, చిత్త శాంతి ధ్యానం, చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత ధ్యానం, చిత్త విశాలత ధ్యానం, చిత్త సంస్కార ధ్యానం. ఇదెల్లాం ముడిచిట్టు అప్పుడు నిధిధ్యాసనం వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్కి వరణం. వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్ వాట్ రీలివింగ్ ఇన్ ద టీచింగ్, డ్వెల్లింగ్ అపాన్ ద టీచింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్. సో లాస్ట్ వన్ బాహ్య నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్? ఫస్ట్ వన్ విత్ సి, ఆంతర ఇంటర్నల్ దృశ్య అనువిద్ధ సవికల్ప సమాధి. ఆంతర దృశ్యం ఈజ్ వాట్ జస్ట్ నౌ ఐ హావ్ టోల్డ్ యూ. ఆంతర దృశ్యం మీన్స్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ మై పెయిన్, ఐఎమ్ conscious of my anger, all these internal experiences, drishyam, because it is experienced by me, whatever I am experiencing in the body mind complex, my mind is disturbed, I am conscious of disturbed mind, my mind is so calm, I am conscious of my calm mind. So, and the calm mind is called drishyam. And disturbed mind is drishyam. The disturbed mind, calm mind, angry mind, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, masaryam, prema, karuna, all these are also experienced by me. All these characteristics of the mind, all are drishyam, I am conscious of. I am conscious of, I am conscious of, I am conscious of. Yesterday morning, day before yesterday morning, and we have started our journey, coming time, mind is fluctuating like anything. No? Fluctuating means thoughts are coming. How the Rishikesh ashram? Your mind is go on thinking internally. All those are witnessed by me, drishyam. This is antaram, not external, internal. And the temperature, internally you felt yesterday. How the climate, here also you are feeling, no? Internally you are feeling. And the feeling vandhi manasukulla nadakkirathu. That feeling, experience. Adhi antara drishyam. So internal drishyam experienced by me, aham. I am conscious of. Experienced by me, how? I am conscious of it. I am conscious of it. Conscious of it means what? I am experiencer. Is it not? I am conscious of. Means I am experiencing. So this is antara drishya anuvidha samadhi. And that consciousness you meditate upon, whatever your experience is mithya, negate. I am conscious is satyam. Whatever I am conscious of is not, is mithya, and fluctuating, changing. I am conscious of leg pain one time. I am conscious of pallu pain sometime. I am conscious of calm mind sometime. I am conscious of fluctuating mind sometime. This sometime it is changing whatever I am experiencing. But I am conscious of another change is not there. Yes? I am conscious of angradhu change kadayadhu. Whatever I am conscious of is changing. What is the corollary? Whatever is changing is mithya. Disturbed mind is unreal. Calm mind is unreal. Disturbed calm mind in middle of another mind. And the mind is unreal because I am conscious of it. It is drishyam. Drishyatvat mithya. Whatever is not changing, it is satyam. What is the definition of satyam? Whatever is steady, not changing at any time is satyam. I am conscious of is not at all changing, but whatever I am conscious of is changing. So much love I am conscious of, but sometimes the same object which I love, I hate like anything. But I am conscious of that love, I am conscious of this hatredness, aversion, irritation. And attachment, I am conscious of. Irritation, I am conscious of. So, I am conscious of no change. Whatever I am conscious of is changing. Antaram, inside. Therefore, what is not changing, you are that. Own up that. Meditate upon that. And I am consciousness is satyam. Chit. This is called chit. And internal antara drishya anuvidha. Anuvidha means associated with that vritti, the thought, painful thought, joyful thought, all these thoughts, love thought, kindness, compassion, all these internal feelings I am conscious of, that is associated with. Consciousness associated with emotions. That emotions are all mithya. They are all only sopadhika chit. Sopadhika ni koncham bhagatyaga lakshanaya. You just keep aside whatever is changing is unreal because Shastra says, therefore whatever is not changing, that consciousness, who is that consciousness? I am. Because I am conscious of. Therefore, that consciousness is I am. Therefore, what to do? Meditate. Meditate. Remain. Abide in that. This is called dhyana. This is called dhyana. Swamini, eppadi pannanum dhyana sollunga. Idhuda dhyana. An nirupadhika sat you have to, chit you have to do dhyana. This is drishyam. Drishya anuvidha samadhi. Now, the second one is antara shabda anuvidha savikalpa samadhi. Antara shabda. Here Vidyaranya says shabda means mahavakya shabda. Mahavakyam shabdam. Aham brahmasmi is a mahavakyam shabdam. Shabda pramanam. அயமாத்மா பிரம்மா. ஹியர் வித்யாரண்ய கிவ்ஸ் தத்துவமசி மகாவாக்கியம் சாம்பிள். ச எஸ்சாயம் புருஷே எஸ்சா சாவாதித்ய எனி சோ மெனி மகாவாக்கியம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு சே? அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி, அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி. திஸ் சப்த யூ ஹாவ் டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான். திஸ் இஸ் ஆந்தர சப்த அனுவித்த சவிகல்பம். திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ விருத்தி, விருத்தி பிளஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி இது விருத்தி. That vritti jnanam taking place in the mind. So, and the sabdam, you have to meditate upon aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, soham brahma, soham brahma, that, that is the antara shabda anuviddha savikalpa. This is called savikalpa. Because there are so many vikalpas in thoughts, but other thoughts you negate. I am a grihastha. I am a housewife, I am only housewife, I am a father, I am a mother. No, 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 they are all only temporary, just negate them, they are roles, but you are Brahman. Therefore, enna shabdam what you have to take? Aham Brahmasmi shabdam, not aham lawyer asmi, doctor asmi. These are all temporary. I am a lawyer, I am an officer, I am a director, I am a musician, I am a dancer. Those vrittis don't allow. They are belonging to RM and RC. But aham brahmasmi, you have to andha shabdate, samadhi, absorption. Then third one is antara nirvikalpa samadhi. Antara nirvikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi means no drishyam. Even no aham brahma vritti also. In aham brahma vritti, I am not a brahman, I am brahman. That means from a brahma, I am not non-brahman. From the non-brahman standpoint, I am brahman. So therefore, there is a duality. Even that aham brahmasmi vritti also will absorb. அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, கோ ஆன் டெல்லிங் டெல்லிங் டெல்லிங், தட் யூ ஆல்சோ வில் மெர்ஜ். தட் இஸ் கால் நிர்விகல்பக சமாதி, ஆந்தர நிர்விகல்பக சமாதி. ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், தட்ஸ் ஆல். ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் த இமோஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கான், தட் இஸ் திருஷ்யம். ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சப்த அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஆல்சோ அப்சார்ப். தென் வாட் ரிமைன்ஸ்? நோ திருஷ்யம், நோ சப்த, தென் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஐ ரிமைன் ஆஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்ம அகண்டாக்கார விருத்தி ஆல்சோ இஸ் நாட் தேர். தட்ஸ் ஏ ஜானம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ விருத்தி. திஸ் அஜான விருத்தி இஸ் டு நெகேட். யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் அப் அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அகண்டாக்கார விருத்தி, யூ ஹாவ் டு என்டர்டெயின். Once you recognize, you establish in that aham brahma asmi, there is no asmi. Asmi also has gone. I am brahman also not there. I am. It requires a tremendous sadhana and try. Okay, not here, afterwards. Now, fourth samadhi is bahyam, external. Vidyaranya Swami is very, very unique for his creative teaching. You don't find this type of expression in any texts. Each acharya has got his own uniqueness, but Vidyaranya Swami, this Drigdrishya Viveka, is really fantastic. பாஹ்ய நௌ எக்ஸ்டர்னல் பாஹ்ய திருஷ்ய அனுவித்த சமாதி. ஹவ் இஸ் அரைவிங் எட் மகாவாக்கிய யூசி சச்சிதானந்த சித் ஓவர் நௌ. சித் மீன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஸோ திருஷ்யம் அண்ட் தட் அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி சப்தம் நெகேட்டட், கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ரிமைன். அஹம் அஹம் அஸ்மி, தட்ஸ் ஆல். அஹம் சித் ஸ்வரூபா அஸ்மி. Then, bahya, external you take. since everything is Brahman, but what about outside? I am consciousness, aham Brahmasmi. What about outside? Outside you see that Brahman as Sat principle, Sat existence principle. Drishyam, clip is drishyam, mic is drishyam, desk is drishyam, fan is, light is. What is not changing in all these words? Easiness is there constantly. Astitvam. Constantly the easiness is there. Whatever is constantly is there, sada asti, that is sat, that is along with object. Clip, easiness plus clip. Easiness plus mic. Easiness plus desk. Desk is, you are telling. Mic is, you are telling. He is, she is, it is, chair is. Non-changing is that sat. Is means what? Irupudal. Satta. In Telugu, uniki. Consciousness ki yaruka. In Sanskrit, this existence ki satta anu peru. In short form of satta is sat. That is chit, internal, I am conscious of. This is sat. Existence with object. So, drishya, bahya, external, drishya, anuviddha, savikalpa. Savikalpa means what? That easiness along with object. Savikalpam. This is called bahya savikalpa, drishya anuviddha samadhi. Now, what Vidyaranya says, you see the clip, nothing wrong, but you focus your mind on easiness. Because where there is clip, there is no mic. Where there is mic, there is no clip. Where there is fan, there is no mic. Where there is light, there is no fan. Where is he? She is not there. Where is she? He is not there. Where is chair? There is no desk. Where is desk? There is no chair. All are exclusive. What is inclusive? Easiness. That inclusive easiness along with all objects, drishyam objects, you shift your vision from the object to existence. That easiness is called existence. Capital E, existence. You meditate upon that easiness, that is satta, that is brahmaswarupam. Sat, chit, over now. Chit, here you can experience internally. Chit, aham, chit swarupam, brahma swarupam. Sadeva chit, chideva sat. Equation. A is equal to B, B is equal to C. Therefore, A is equal to C. Tadabhinnam, tadabhinnam, tadabhinna bhinnam. Inna is Swamini. Inna class inna puriyara madri le. Puriyam. Nalla puriyam. I am confident. I will make you to understand. See, now, whatever drishyam, object, that easiness you hold on, objects, desk, fan, chair, all easiness, hold, I will hold on, Swamini, easily. Now, Vidyaranya says, my son is, ingada tagarar namake. My daughter is, my body is, my mind is. Mic is unreal. Chair is unreal. All drishyams, that easiness is satyam. Satyam, whatever is changing is mithya, unreal, lower order of reality. Whatever is not changing is real, higher order of reality. Since easiness is not changing, easiness must be the higher order of reality. Wherever easiness is pervading, and the pervading objects are changing, therefore they are lower order of reality. Easiness is pervading in my son, easiness is pervading in my daughter, easiness pervading in my husband, easiness pervading my wife, easiness pervading in every blessed object. Therefore, wherever it is pervading, they are all mithya, but that pervasive easiness is satyam. Sadrupena Brahman Janati. How can I experience Brahman everywhere? Sadrupena. விரும்பிலும் இருப்பார், தூணிலும் இருப்பார், எப்படி இருப்பார்னா இருப்பதலாக இருப்பார். சத் பிரின்சிபிளாக அவர் இருக்கார், அதுதான் பிரம்மன். இது புரியாதுன்னு சொல்லி ஹிரண்ய கஷிபு டு கில் ஹிரண்ய கஷிபு லார்ட் ஹஸ் டேக்கன் அவதாரா இன் த பில்லர் சத்ரூபம். ஹவு டு மேக் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த பீப்புள் சத்ரூபம். ரிஷிகேஷ் சாதனா கேம்ப் கூட்டிட்டு வந்து எல்லாருக்கும் சொல்ல முடியுமா திருக் திருஷ்ய விவேக, ஹவு டு ரீச் திஸ் சத் பிரின்சிபிள் டு ஆல் பீப்புள் நுக் அண்ட் கார்னர்ஸ். கமான், மேக் த ஸ்ருதி இன் டு புராண, மேக் த ஸ்ருதி இன் டு புராண, பாகவத புராண. தட் நரசிம்ஹா அவைலபிள் இன் தட் பில்லர் is called what? Sat. Sat. Abstract way of understanding, difficult, therefore concretized. They have concretized that teaching. This is called Bahya Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. All Nama Rupam Vikaram. This Nama Rupa. Drishyam is what? Nama Rupam. Drishyam is Nama Rupam. Man is, tree is, river is. Without easiness, come on, tell me anything, any word. Without easiness. Try panni paarunga. No urgent. You take your own time and tell me. You take 1-6 more days time. Without easiness. Impossible. This is the highest teaching in the world. This is the highest teaching. Nothing is equal to this teaching. That's why nook and corners of the world, people are rushing towards this spiritual Vedic teaching. Big, big scientists, big, big masters, intelligent people are running towards this. What is this teaching? Amazing. This is called Paravidya. This is called Akshara Vidya. Whatever MBA, BA, all these things, not at all Vidya at all. That's why our ancestors, they never care for materialistic prosperity, materialistic qualifications. Who want those qualifications? Those qualifications are nothing in front of this knowledge. And that materialistic prosperity is zero in front of this knowledge. With this knowledge, our ancestors lived happily. They prospered like anything without any external paraphernalia. High thinking, simple living. This knowledge requires only simple living, high thinking. That's what we are seeing. Then the second, fourth one or Bahya Drishya Anuvidha. Then the fifth one is Bahya Shabd Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. That name, Shabdam. The clip is a name. Drishyam, it has, every object has got what? Nama, Rupa. Drishya means Rupam. Shabda means Nama. Shabda means Nama. Name is, Nama is Shabdam. Shabda Swarupam. So whenever I utter any name, you focus on Sat. Focus on sa, that is bahya, external objects minus easiness, they have no satta. They have no satta. Then the last one is bahya nirvikalpaka samadhi. Nirvikalpa means vikalpam illamale, without name, without form. Sat, sat, sat you focus on. When you see the tree, you negate the tree, You focus on the easiness. Sadiva Soumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam Chandogya Upanishad, the 6th chapter. This is the Sadvidya. Sat. So I, until I own up, I am Satchit, what I have to do? Sadrupena Dhyanam. Sarvam Sadrupam. And internally Chidrupam. Chidrupam means consciousness. Sadrupam means existence. Sadeva Chit. Chideva Sat. Therefore there is no difference. Sat Chit is nothing but Ananda Swarupam. Whatever is not changing will have all the time is existence. I am Asangaha. Aprameyaha. I am Shuddhaha. Buddhaha. Muktaha. All these things I have to meditate. Sat Chit Swarupam. Who? I am. So who is giving existence to the world? I am conscious of the chair. Therefore what do you say? Chair is. Then who is giving that existence there? I am conscious of the river. I am conscious of sky. I am conscious of table. I am conscious of that person. Is that consciousness of that person, what is their easiness? So this consciousness and existence both are one and the same. There is no difference at all. Sadeva Chit. So meditate upon that. Nama Rupa, if you add Savikalpam. So take Savikalpam, that is why Upasana. Rama Savikalpam Upasana. Krishna Savikalpa Upasana. In a Nirvikalpa Upasana, just for a baby, a child, LKG, UKG student, you cannot teach mathematics. Four fours, all these mathematics tables you cannot teach. What the teacher does first? Show the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that she shows. 10 over, what to do? Call where? 11, 12, up to 20. And teaching 5 apples, you keep 5 plus 5 apples plus 10. So in this concrete form, we have to teach. Later, once you come to 10th standard, 12th standard, apples required, fingers required. If that child requires fingers, where is that child? Mentally challenged child, an artham. Iliyo? After 12 years or 15 years also, the child require apples 5 plus 5 to 10. Children, the apples require, na? The mother cries. Mother cries. Something wrong with my child. Similarly, Bhagavan also pity of the people. Cholanuma? Bhagavan also pity of those people who are not mature. This child is not able to come up. Once we grow, we mature, is it not our job to understand the highest teaching? Still we want to take LKG, UKG lesson? Any teacher talking the abstract thing, we have to uplift ourselves. We have to raise ourselves to that teaching. Not that I am not able to grasp, it is above head going. What's the big deal in that? Going away from that. Teacher is not the loser. I am the loser. Let me see, look into the teacher. What teacher is talking? Is it truth? Just look into that. Then Bhagavan is also so happy. How long you want to be? Plus, 5 plus 5, apples story, Purana, Prahalada Charitram, Dhruva Charitram. Rukmini Kalyanam, Radha Kalyanam, Podum Radha Kalyanam, Rukmini Kalyanam. Let the other people enjoy. Adi tappan cholala, irukkattam oru pakkam. But the Rukmini Kalyanam, Radha Kalyanam, finally, to understand that Radha, the Jeevatma, Krishna, the Paramatma, that is concretized form. Rama, the Paramatma, Sita, the Jeevatma. Concretized form. You have to come to abstract form. It is your job to decipher I want to know that truth, abstract truth. I don't want to stay in LKG, UKG, first standard, second standard. Even teacher is not happy. A student is studying continuously same class, which teacher will be happy? God also cannot be happy. That's your puja, your punaskaram. Really you are having bhakti, the devotion. You have to shift yourself. Vidyaranya Muni asking, shift yourself, change your vision. Is it possible? If it is not possible to me, for whom it is possible? Appadi kekanam. I have to ask like that. Definitely it is possible to me. Dhiraha, kaschit dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat. Very few people, thinking people with full of qualification, devotion, shraddha, bhakti. Vedanta vakveshu vishwasaha shraddha. That's why Guru Anugraham, Shastra Anugraham, Atma Krupa Irunda, you will get it. With this background, we have to enter into the next shloka. Chappal pottu udane marakka koodadhu. Sollum bodhu romba swamini pramadhama irukkana. Door therandha udane appadi aaga koodadhu. Adhudha jagrathaya, adhudha retain pannanum. Retention power should be there. Now shloka number 32 we will see. Up to here, this is the background. Now look into that. Such a person, he said in the 31, we'll read the 31 and we'll enter into 32. 31, page number 58. Vidyate hridaya grandhihi chidyante sarva samshayaham Shriyamte chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Very famous mantra from Mundaka Upanishad, Atharvana Veda. If person practice these six types of meditation, what will happen? Phalam, benefit. Given here, vidyate hridaya grandhihi. All those knots, hridaya grandhi means the ignorance in your hridayam, in your mind, whatever is there, vidyate will be destroyed. Hridaya grandhihi will go away. Chidyante sarva samshayaha. All the doubts will be cleared. Chidyante. All the doubts will be cleared. No doubt about the world, about the God, about me. This is the whole relation, no? Myself, world, and God. In the mood dhane irukka ulagathila. Regarding these three subjects, I will not have any doubt. Chidyante sarva samshayaha. So what? Chiyante asya karmani. Once I know this, clearly, who am I? What is this world in front of me? Who is that Ishvara? If I know, all the Sanchita and Agami karmas will be burnt out. Sanchita will be burnt out. Agami will be avoided. Prarabdha will be exhausted. When? Tasmin drishte paravare. By seeing that Paramatma in the form of Sat Chit Ananda Swarupam Aham Brahmasmi. Tasmin drishte, by seeing means understanding. By discovering the fact, the person is happy. Jivan Mukti. The next shloka, 32, 33, 34. Very, very important, highly technical, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now we read the 32.
Avachinna chidabhasah. Tritiya svapna kalpitah. Vigneyas trividho jeevah. Vigneyas trividho jeevah. తత్రాద్యః పారమార్థికః.
One book is sufficient to discover the fact. There are three jivas. Vidyaranya is talking. Jiva number one, jiva number two, jiva number three.
Swamini, oru jiva ke kachapani irukum. Idhukku moodu jiva.
First jiva is called paramarthika jiva. ఫస్ట్ జీవ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పారమార్థిక జీవ. సెకండ్ జీవ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వ్యావహారిక జీవ. వ్యావహారిక జీవ. థర్డ్ జీవ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాతిభాసిక జీవ. ప్రాతిభాసిక జీవ. దిస్ పారమార్థిక జీవ is the name of the original consciousness. Paramarthika jiva, the name given to OC. OC means what? Original consciousness. Vyavaharika jiva, the name given to Chidabhasa, the jiva number two, Chidabhasa, RC, reflected consciousness. Then Pratibhasika Jiva is reflected conscious number two, where you experience in Swapna. Reflected consciousness number two. Reflected consciousness number one is Vyavaharika Jiva in Jagradavasthayam. Reflected conscious number two in Swapna Avastha, I experience Pratibhasika Jiva. These three Jivas we are going to deal
పూర్ణమదూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.